You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's blessing. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Calvin. Good morning, Cameron. Hi, Kate. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming up this morning. I don't know if you have noticed, but in one of the songs that we sang this morning, and in some of the scripture readings, they talk about creation praising God. The flowing streams, the bright morning star calling us to praise Jesus. So we come to worship on Sundays to worship and praise Jesus, but have you ever thought about creation worshiping and praising God? In just a little bit, we're going to sing a song, Joy to the World. And part of Joy to the World says, and heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. How do you think nature sings to God? Have you ever thought about that? Well, I have a book here, and I'm not going to read the whole book, but I thought it would be helpful for us to look at some of the pictures, because this book is about how on the night that Jesus was born, nature and creation knew that something special was happening, and all of these different kinds of creatures were offering their praise to God. So I thought this would give us some ideas. So this page talks about the leaves. The leaves were rustling their praise to God. Have you ever thought that when the leaves move on a tree, that maybe that sound praises God? Let's see, what's on this page? Oh, here's a big brown bear and a fox and some deers, and they are running to go see the baby Jesus. And so maybe by their running and by their roars and the sound that they make, they are praising God. Let's see, what's on this page? Oh, fish and fish and otters and ducklings. How do you think the fish praise God? Maybe by swimming? Do you think that they praise God by swimming? How about the ducks? Do you think they praise God? I think so too. By saying quack, 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 quack. I think so too. How about this page? Ooh, what's this? That's a lion. How do you think the lion praises God? It kind of shows us in the picture. What do you think he's doing?
Roar.
A big, big roar. I think that's how the lion praises God. Oh, do you know what's on this page? These are the angels. The angels that praised Jesus when he was born. Right? The song we're going to sing later says, let heaven and nature sing. So the angels are singing too. And although we don't know what it sounds like when angels sing, I bet it's quite beautiful. And so look at all of these animals. They are going to worship the baby Jesus. They're going to sing praises to him, and they're going to sing praises to God with their voices and with their sounds and with their bodies. And so, what? I don't know, Calvin. I bet the angels were singing when you were born and that God rejoiced greatly. I think when each of you and when all of us are born, that God is so happy and so joyful that I bet even though we don't hear them, that there are songs of joy being sung over us, right? There's actually a scripture that talks about God singing over us. And so God delights greatly in us. So I just wanted to show you some of the pictures in this book to help us get some images and ideas in our mind that yes, humans worship and praise God, but all of nature sings and praises God, and all of nature worships God. And so we heard that in some of the songs today. We're going to hear it in the song we sing at the end of service. And over the next few weeks, as we think about some of our other Christmas songs, this is the thing that we do to thank God for sending us Jesus, is we offer praise. And all of creation joins us in that. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for all nature. Help us to listen and to look with our eyes so that we can see and hear nature praising you. Help us to praise you as well. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats.